Live from Rick's Cafe Americana in Casablanca, Morocco, it's the Ringhauser Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 smooth minutes of no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhauser Brothers, statesman, philosopher, sports expert, first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, a man who can play the A7 sharp 5B9 chord on the guitar, Richard J. Ringhausen. And you lucky people, marksman, sculptor, friend of the little creatures in life, the 7-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. A man who can always stick the landing, the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
Hey. Grazing in the grass is a gas.
You can dig it.
Is it the Herb Albert version or the Al Hurt version?
It is. Herb Albert did not do that song. That was some other guy.
Okay.
I think it was the second name you said.
Al Hurt.
Yeah. And then Friends of Distinction.
They're the ones who added vocals to
it. They had a vocal version. That became a hit like a year after the instrumental version.
Yeah.
I can dig it, you can dig it, they can dig it. Yeah. Can you dig it, baby?
That was when Can You Dig It was still.
Does anyone say Can You Dig It anymore?
Didn't they say that in Pulp Fiction?
You dig it the most, baby.
But they were hip.
Well, yeah, and?
And cool.
So are we. I reek of hipness. Reek.
Yeah, well, you got that half right.
You look like somebody that was about to say something.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't going to say anything. As a matter of fact, my intention was to come on here and for a half hour not say anything.
I could handle that if it came to that. I'd just dub stuff in from you.
Talk about yourself?
From older episodes. Some episode where you said something kind about me and I'd just play it over and over. Except I can't think of anything that you've said kind.
I don't know that I've said anything kind to you ever. Have I?
No, not thinking.
I don't think so. I was at an event here recently and I encountered an acquaintance of mine that I hadn't seen in a while. And we kind of chit-chatted a little bit. And then finally he says, by the way, how did things ever work out, you know, with the issue you were having with your face? I said, you know how, you know, I'm kind of have this paralysis on the right side? He said, yeah. He said, that come around. He said, well, the doctors finally said that it's
good as it's going to get.
It's no big deal. It's just permanent. I said, oh, okay. But the guy was an attorney, right? And he says, I had that. I had Bell's palsy. It's been a number of years back. But, you know, Bell's palsy hits you just like from the time of its onset until you're, you know, full-blown Bell's palsy. It takes maybe 20 minutes. And, you know, it just, boom, you're there. But he said that he was trying a case, and it was an automobile accident. And
Bell's palsy hit him during the trial?
Well, the trial was going on for several days.
Oh.
And in between two of the days of the trial, it happened. And the next day, you're supposed to go back to trial. And so he went to see the judge with this issue. Because the guy that was on the other side of the case had been injured in an auto accident that paralyzed one side of his face. So here he's going to come in
and
start talking to the jury with, you know, one side of his thing. Yeah, it's like, How do you think this would be perceived? And the judge says, not good. We can either postpone the trial or you can get somebody to take your place.
It's which one they do?
Somebody took his place.
You see, that would have been a problem for
me. That would have been a good Seinfeld episode.
The problem, though, is what if you're irreplaceable?
Ain't no attorney on the planet that's irreplaceable.
None that are still practicing.
Mm-hmm, whatever.
You know, it's funny, in government, especially at election time, whenever politicians are running for re-election, state or county government, you know, the incumbents and their employees and friends will generally take the position that if the incumbent loses, that world's going to stop spinning.
Right.
The government's going to collapse. You know, that society's going to go crazy.
Nobody can do the job that they're doing.
Nobody can do the job.
Even though somebody has done that job since the county began.
And my favorite line on that is to say that if the courthouse exploded and every single person in it was killed, they'd replace them all the next day.
Well, maybe not the next day, but soon.
Yeah, someone would step in and take over.
I think there might be, you know, like a 24-hour mourning period. And then they can start operating out of an old church or something.
An old church? You, it sounds like you've got it all planned. Okay.
Here's what's going to happen.
We're just going to move across the street into the Baptist church.
All right. Wait, Rick, didn't we have a purpose here? Weren't we going to talk about?
Parades.
I love a parade.
How many parades?
76 trombones filled the big parade. How many other parade songs are there? Not very many, though. I think we've covered it all.
Easter parade. There's an Easter parade song.
Isn't the Meet Me in St. Louis in there a parade song in that?
I don't know.
Okay.
My question for you is, how many parades have you been in? Not that you've stood and watched. How many parades have you been physically in?
Total?
Mm-hmm.
I think two.
You're kidding me.
No. That's it. How many have you been in? Like 30?
Probably.
Parades aren't a big thing in my life, Rick.
You're telling me that if there's like a big parade going by your house, you wouldn't make a point of like going out to sit by the sidewalk to watch it?
I'd be naked. This is my yard. This is my grass. I'm going to sit and do whatever I want. I tell you, I don't get parades. I don't.
You've been to Disney World.
Okay, let me tell you about Disneyland parade. That's a different animal altogether. If you were out there and you're getting paid to be in a parade every single day, and it's the same
it's
thing
like a big
every
fake parade
day,
somehow. There's something fake about it.
Fake parade every day at Disneyland.
Boy, you're crusty. But you'd watch it, right?
Well, if I was five.
No, grown-ups like parades. Parades are for grown-ups, man.
Grown-ups go to parades just to take their kids to them.
No.
I think that's a fact.
Have you not seen all these floats and stuff coming through town, antique cars and people on horses and bands and stuff? That's grown-ups, man.
Yeah, well, kind of.
What are the requirements that you have to have to have a good small town parade?
Well, I think all the things you said. You have floats. You have horses.
Like floats from the businesses
you
in
have,
town.
You have a marching band. You have to have a marching band.
Marching band makes a parade.
Yeah, it really does.
It's tough to have a marching band or a parade without a marching band. Even if they're not a good marching band.
I agree. Yeah, just the drum rhythm coming down the street, I think, is a big part of it.
What I have noticed...
You have to have some veterans, a bunch of pot-bellied old veterans, you know, marching down the street, you know, maybe five
carrying
across,
flags, that starts the
parade. Carrying
some ancient
guns in their hands, yeah.
And you have to have, like, the sheriff lead the parade with squad car with lights on, don't you think?
But they don't... It's not the full-blown siren. They do the... where they give the little bump on the...
Yeah, little siren thing. What I was about to say...
If I was... They usually put the fire truck in the parade. And if I was taking the fire truck through the parade, I would spray the crowd.
Usually a fire truck.
Hey, look close to the curb, aren't you?
A lot of fire trucks will have like the football, high school football team.
Yeah, right on the fire truck.
Right on the fire truck.
That's always good.
What I was about to say is that what I've noticed about the bands in parades, like when you have the local high school band walking the parade,
they'll
have a couple songs they play, but there'll be a lot of the parade that's just the drummer keeping cadence where they walk and they're holding their instruments in place. And then
Big part is just staying in line.
Every so often, the guy who's leading the band will see that there's a big group of people coming up as they're going down through the town and blow the whistle, and then they'll play.
Is that the drum majorette?
Yeah, they play the Monty Python theme. That's the Liberty Bell, actually, is the name of that song, March. John Philip Sousa. Don't look at me like that.
What? I don't.
Just filling you in. Okay, if you're going to have a good small town parade, you should also have politicians in it.
I could do without that.
No. You got to have your politicians in it.
I don't see why.
Now, what I've noticed again,
I like to have a beauty queen or two in there.
No, you can't go wrong with beauty queens.
Yeah. Riding in a convertible. Beauty queen in a convertible. Nothing wrong with that.
Now, okay, you said two parades you've been in your life.
That was one of them.
Was that one of them? Were you all the beauty queen in a parade?
Well, half the parade.
You had an MG midget, didn't you?
I think so.
And they lined you up to haul a beauty queen, right?
Yes, I did.
Go ahead.
Car broke down. During the parade, and I made the queen get out and help me push it off the side of the road. Fortunately, she is pretty big.
Yeah, she could have cleaned your clock. My question is, did you like bend over and say, give you a horseback ride the rest of the parade? Hop on.
She said that to me. Go on, little fella.
Let's go. I think she hitchhiked a ride then, didn't she?
On a tractor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need a ride. This idiot dropped me off.
Okay.
He doesn't even have enough sense to make it to the end of the parade with a beauty queen.
So the whole reason that we're doing an episode on parades is just so you can tell that story? Are you happy now?
That's not a bad story.
It's haunted me all these years.
Yeah.
You know what happened? That car was cursed. It really was.
That's the one that got hit by a train, too.
Couldn't make it through the parade, and then it gets hit by a train. Wiped it out.
MG Midget.
They're kind of like a clown car.
Yeah. And they were interesting in that they were British cars, weren't they?
Yep.
And there was not a single dealership on, like, within 1,000 miles that could fix the darn thing.
You had to make your own parts.
You had to dig it to, like, some guy that specialized in fixing MG Midgets. And there you go to his place, and there'd be, like, the remains of about 8 of them that he'd strip for parts.
Nothing wrong with that. What about clowns? I could live the rest of my life without a clown. I haven't seen a clown show that I would say, that was amazing. I love, that was the best part of this parade. That was the best part of the circus. That was the best part of anything.
They were the funniest things ever. When's the last time you saw a funny clown?
Never. I've never enjoyed a clown, ever. And I'm not one of these people yelling, fearful of clowns or anything like that.
You could walk right up and slap a clown, right?
I'll tell you, the only clown that I found entertaining was the clown that they used to feature in National Lampoon magazine, the evil clown. Evil clown comics. Remember that?
Okay, that was funny.
He was creepy. It was this clown that smoked and drank and just hated everybody.
Let me tell you something. That's true of almost all clowns, really.
I'm assuming.
Just smoke and drink and hate everybody.
Hate everybody.
Now, usually, if you're going to get clowns in a parade, they'll be like riding around on little motorbikes and doing a figure eight all the way through the parade.
That's Shriners.
No, that's where you get clowns. Okay,
but I'm talking about the clowns that, you know, like one of them spots a imaginary penny and then bends over to pick it up in the middle of the...
And the other guy kicks him.
Yeah.
You've seen the movie Greatest Show on Earth, right?
Yes.
And Jimmy Stewart plays a clown.
Yeah.
There's not a single funny thing that he does as a clown.
Nothing. 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 You know, like the wilting flower thing, that's boring. Been done a gazillion times. The bucket full of confetti, a zillion times. You know, When has a clown done anything original in the last 50 years?
So if they said, Alan, we need you to be the clown. You need to come up with some original material. What would you do?
I'd go home and take poison. I don't know.
Get your bucket and actually have real water in it.
I'd go back reread the Evil Clown comics and then come out and...
Go down the side with a bucket of real water. Just wait for the right person to throw it on.
Bucket of vinegar. Funny is this?
You usually have to have a grand marshal in the parade too, you know.
Grand marshal? Yeah, they always have a grand marshal. What do you have to do to become a grand marshal? You know, like live to be 100?
Yeah, or be...
That helps.
Small town... Like some old teacher that's been around for a million years. Somebody that's been on the fair board for a long time.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I tell you what, if you were an astronaut, you could go to any town in America and be the Grand Marshal.
Yeah, I think that's true.
You think so? Who else could be, just step into any town and be Grand Marshal? Former president? Well,
Maybe,
most of
maybe
them.
Not. Movie star. Hey, we got Tom Hanks hanging around Hardin this afternoon. Do you think we can make him Grand Marshal or Honorary Grand Marshal?
The thing is, he'd probably do it.
Well, we've already got Homer Stokes who's going to be Grand Marshal. Don't see we can just shove him aside for Tom Hanks.
I think we could.
But we can make Tom Hanks Deputy Grand Marshal.
Why can't we...
Who was Homer Stokes?
Why can't we offer Homer Stokes... a steak dinner if he doesn't do it.
Was Homer Stokes was that Paul Winchell in the early episodes of the Beverly Hillbillies, courting Kate Bradley?
I don't know.
I think maybe it was.
Wasn't it Homer Stokes in the movie October Skies?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, you're thinking of Fred Willard.
I'm certainly not.
No. Okay, now, again, back in the day when I was in parade.
Do you remember when they had the car that would do the wheelies? They'd have, you know, a couple of fat Shriners in the back seat, and they'd pop wheelies and go down the street like that?
Okay, well, that was clown work.
It's a clown car, but most of the guys that were driving them weren't dressed as clowns. They had a fez, man.
What percentage of the people driving floats or vehicles or tractors or whatever in a parade are intoxicated?
Well, I'm assuming all of them. No, I don't know. Why would you be intoxicated driving in a fair parade?
Well, I'm assuming there's guys who are intoxicated every time they drive, no matter whether they're in a fair parade or not.
Well, yeah, that's true. Okay, well, the sheriff.
No, what I was about to say about politicians in the parade is that they don't just mix them in randomly. You have all the Republicans... In a clump that the Republican candidates will go through, and then the Democrats, or vice versa. You know, it depends on who's in control of the parade at any given time is which party gets to go first or second. But they don't mix them up.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, that's a fact.
You don't stagger them?
No. There'd be trouble.
I'll be darned.
Now, if you're going to have parade, do you throw candy?
Yes.
What if they say, no one's supposed to throw candy at the parade?
Then I don't go.
I think they say that now, you know. You're not supposed to throw candy at the parade. Everybody throws candy at the parade.
Sure they do.
You don't throw candy at the parade, there's a problem. First time I ran for office, right? State's attorney, county. Yeah. Jersey County. I was a kid. Didn't know what I was doing. So I'm in the parade. I knew enough to be in the parade.
I think that didn't know what I was doing. Held true for every time you ran.
Shut up. And I didn't think to buy candy for the parade ahead of time.
God.
So I'm trying to think of what to give out at the parade. And all I had like 4,000 or 5,000 boxes of matches with my name on them.
Good.
So the first year I ran for office, I handed out matches the whole length of the parade. Can you imagine? Here, Sonny, come here. I'm going to give you a pack of matches. Giving matches to kids the whole
way. Did you also hand out smokes?
Nah, that wouldn't have been right. It turned out I didn't win that election. Thereafter, I always gave out candy.
Mm-hmm. That's where that won it. when you were a politician in a parade, did you walk it?
Sometimes. The first time I did not, I don't think, because I was an idiot. The time I won.
Plus, you wouldn't have made it.
Oh, well, yeah. No, I'm in good shape. Now, whether I could do it now or not is a different question. So that, thereafter, I walked the parade. I realized you have to walk the parade.
Yeah, but you get out there and press the flesh.
Yeah, but you got to be, you know, that's the thing about pressing the flesh, you know, when you're walking up the side.
And I use the term press the flesh, you know, I used that term in front of my wife just tonight before we came out there and says,
hey, honey, let's press the flesh.
No, and I said, there was this politician at the meeting I was at last night, and he was, you know, working the room, pressing the flesh. And she said, what? I said, pressing flesh, shaking hands. She said, I'd never heard that before.
Oh, that's a phrase.
Yeah. But, you know, when you hear the term pressing the flesh with a politician, it could be anything.
I guess that's true. But when you're walking, when you're parading like that, a couple things have to happen there. One is that when you're walking down one side, you're skipping the other. You know,
so you have to zigzag back and forth.
Well, if you can.
To a degree.
But you also don't want to slow the parade up.
Right. What about having your wife walk with you and crisscrossing?
She does one side and you do the other. Yeah. That we kind of do that too. Now, the other thing I found is that once your kids get halfway big enough, you know, that you
take
can
take them along.
You can cash them along.
Yeah.
Like Alex and Kristen, as soon as they were big enough,
throwing candy.
They had like big wheels, like tricycles, and they rode in the parade.
Yeah. Okay.
Right behind our ring house and float.
Yeah.
They were just pleased as
thrilled punch. Thrilled to death, weren't they?
Yeah. To ride a big wheel the whole length of the
city. You should have rode the big wheel.
I couldn't have done it. It would have blown my lungs apart.
Yeah. We've torn up your legs. Big wheels were fun, though. God. That was really kind of after our time. Big wheel?
Big wheel, yeah. We didn't have them when we were kids. Yeah.
But they're cool looking. Look like they'd be fun if I was a kid.
Livestock? Livestock and a parade.
Well, just horses. What other livestock? You're going to have a cattle drive through town?
Tell them about the other time you were in a parade.
Oh, that was a goat.
Yeah, there's livestock.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good parade story. Go ahead and tell that parade story.
It's the only time I think I've ever seen a goat in a parade. Have you seen goats in parade?
No.
Goats on parade?
That's the only goat I ever
saw. We had a massive billy goat and at the farm, and we ended up building a homemade chariot out of parts that we found out on the farm and harnessed the goat to it, and we'll ride this
we
goat.
We cut up some of Dad's apple picking sacks to make harness.
We'll ride this goat through the... Drive him through town with this chariot. Parade. But what we found out...
And it was Larry and the Clunks, our band float.
Once you hooked this goat to the chariot, the goat could not be controlled.
Yeah, you and I walked on each side of him.
And he would go where he wanted to go. So, yeah, we had to...
And Larry Moose Clunk,
manage the goat.
Our drummer was the... he rode in the chariot. But Larry was heavy enough that if Larry leaned forward in the chariot...
He could pick the goat up off the ground.
No, that's leaning back. If he leaned forward, it was putting his weight on the goat, and the goat could not move. It would just, like, buckle the legs of the goat. So if Larry leaned back on the chariot, it would lift the goat up off the ground. So he had to, like, he found, like, a balance spot where he could stand in just the right spot on that chariot in order for the goat to do that. But it must have been, like, 100 degrees the day we did that parade. I did not think the goat was going to live to the end of the parade. I think Larry got out and walked the last third of the parade.
I wasn't sure Larry was going to live.
Well, he's riding in the thing. But the other thing I remember about that goat float was, and it was a chariot. Again, you and I controlled the goat. And the parade, this parade went the whole length of the city of Jerseyville. And it went up to the Jersey County Fairgrounds. And then it went to the track. And there was an oval racetrack in front of the grandstand, and a bunch of people in the city would come sit in the grandstand to watch the end of the parade because they would announce all the floats, and I think that's where they gave out the winners and stuff. Well, there wasn't any chance we were going to win anything, but what I remember is that, you know, we go into the fairgrounds, and when the goat hit the cinders of that track, it somehow got like spry again to where he could kind of bounce a little bit, and we walked all the way around the track. and the last stretch was going to go in front of the grandstand, and that we held the goat back to where there was a big gap between us and the float in front of us. And then you and I turned the goat loose. Larry gave it a crack with a whip and just galloped that goat past the grandstand like Ben Hur, and the people all cheered. That's what I remember about the goat in the parade more than anything.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee that's the way that came to
an end. Are you making this up?
I am not making that up. That's exactly what happened. I mean, it just charged across there.
And did we ever see the goat again?
Yeah, we did. Well, yeah, when it got to the end, Larry just leaned forward and collapsed it.
Okay, if you say so.
Okay, now you've seen the county parades, but you've also been to a darn big parade. Pasadena.
I've been to the Rose Bowl parade.
The Rose
in real
Bowl
life.
Yeah. In real life, we went to the Rose Bowl parade when we were kids.
I don't remember a whole lot about it.
I remember sleeping out on the sidewalk to save our places on New Year's Eve.
I remember I was really cold.
Well, that. But now, if you're going to go see a parade, the Rose Bowl parade, you're getting your money's worth out of a parade.
You're going to see the best floats you're ever going to see right there, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. And those, they were...
Now, I would think that the Macy's Parade would be pretty interesting because it has, you know, the
giant balloons.
You know.
Yeah.
And where else are you going to see that?
You don't see that often. Huh. You know, here's the thing. Let's say that in your local county parade, you decide, I think we're going to put a big balloon in our parade. You know, you're going to snag it on the stoplights as you come through town.
Stoplights, power lines, yeah, it's not going to work. Now, there was a time when there was, you know, traveling circuses, and when they would come to town, they would have a parade.
A circus parade.
And a circus parade would be a unique thing as well, because, you know, they're going to have bizarre animals and elephants and jugglers and guys on stilts.
You've got some real specific things you want to see in your parade.
Well, I'm just thinking of a circus parade.
I guess. I'd like to see an elephant in parade. Elephant in parade would be a great thing.
Elephant in parade is good. Well, it's a kind of a thing of the past. They won't let you do much with elephants anymore.
I bet they would here. I bet if I brought an elephant in Jersey County parade, they'd let me ride it.
Well, who's going to stop you?
Hold it!
Out of my way! Mad elephant! Of course, we discussed what they do to mad elephants the previous podcast. Maybe we don't want to go there again.
No. Did you ever think about crashing parade? Just have your float that you made, and anytime you see there's a parade going on in a small town.
I think we should come up with a
just
list of things that you don't normally see in a parade, but would like to see in a parade. Like at the end of it all, when there's all the trash and, you know, the horse droppings and all that stuff, they should have the last thing in the parade are the county prisoners that have to come through in their striped uniforms and clean everything up as they go.
Or, even better, the county officials.
Okay.
You tell me you wouldn't like to see, like, the...
I'd like to see it, but you'd never get them to do it. Where you could make prisoners do it.
Nah. You can't treat prisoners any worse than you can treat elephants now. They won't let you do that anymore.
They won't let you make prisoners work?
You can offer them the chance to work.
Ah, okay.
If they want like a
and
day out.
I'm guessing that a large percentage of your prisoners, even though they're prisoners, would take advantage of that.
Let's say you're sitting in county jail. It's been a long time since you sat in county jail. Let's say you're sitting in county jail and you're there for like 6 months.
Uh-huh. You know, we'll cut your sentence in half if you clean up at the end of the parade.
But you're going to have to walk in the orange jumpsuit.
Yep.
And do your work that way. Would you take the deal?
If I were a prisoner and it takes 3 months off of my time, yeah, I probably would. Wouldn't you?
Even though you're going to be walking out through the parade seeing all the people you know.
Rick, I'm guessing that the guys that are sitting in the county jail and have done something bad enough to be there, everybody they know pretty much already knows that they're in the county jail.
Or you're in there with them.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, I don't think it's that heavy of a lift. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. Like when you drive down the interstate and see guys cleaning up along the highway, they're wearing their orange suits.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing. You know,
and you say they're doing that voluntarily?
when I was back in my
down south, they still make guys work.
Back in my prosecuting days, right?
Yeah.
They tell me the guys who've been to jail, been to prison, been to county jail, they say county jail is harder time than prison time.
In what respect?
There's nothing to do. He said it's like sitting in your bathroom for 6 months. He said, you know, once you get over the initial fear of going to prison, he said, a lot more freedom, move around room, you can do other things, you know. Unless you're in, like, maximum security. I mean, you've got done something that's going to put you in with the really bad people. But the guys who have been there before, if they had the choice of doing their time in county or doing them at Hillsborough, take Hillsborough every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I'm saying that the guys in county, if you give them the opportunity to go out and pick up trash along the road, take it.
I think we should stop, Rick.
So This is how you're going to end my parade special?
I don't mean to rain on your parade here, Rick, but...
Oh, that's a song Barbara Streisand sang, "Don't Rain on My Parade."
Did she really?
She did really. See you later, Rick Gator.
And Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for a cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that little bit of legal business in hand, see you later from Rick Gator and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production. Except no substitutes, because there aren't any.